Attorneys for abortion care providers and the state will argue the constitutionality of Indiana's near-total abortion ban before the state's highest court this week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith looks ahead to Tuesday's Indiana Supreme Court hearing.
Indiana's abortion ban only allows the procedure if a pregnant person's life or serious health is at risk, in some cases of lethal fetal anomalies, and in some cases of rape or incest. Indiana's primary providers of abortion care, including Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health, sued the state shortly before the ban was set to take effect. They argue that the right for people to make decisions about their bodies, including abortions, is guaranteed by the Indiana Constitution, specifically its right to liberty. A county judge agreed, halting the law in September. It's remained blocked since, during the appeals process. The Indiana Supreme Court is now set to determine the issue, hearing arguments in the case. There's no indication yet how long the justices might take to make a ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.